that they was meant to go on to number four, to come and show what the Rebbe said. We see it in another sikha. We see an astounding sikha in Tov Shin Nun, where there the Rebbe took the gula and turned it from the future tense to the present tense and the past tense. Now the Rebbe has done this from Tov Shin Yud, just by the way, he does it everywhere. He does it, but here the Rebbe actually goes into it and explains this in great detail. And here we're going to say, this is what we really wanted to focus on this year, because this is what with everything else we've done really last week. So we'll, and then I want to go through this slowly because we have to really get what's going on over here. So here we have a start from line 14. Here the Rebbe talks about, the Rebbe says here what's happening, the Gula is revealed, Tchilas HaMachshava. And the Rebbe explains on line 14, it says, the Tchila before the Tchila, from the regular Tchila HaMachshava. In other words, we talk about something which is above Oyse Shemayim V'Oretz. Something which is only revealed in the Gula, with Gula which comes through my Aveda, through Aveda. We're going to have here, Gvis Nekuda, in the Tchila which is above anything of Tchilas HaMachshava, Briyas HaOlam, nothing related to Briyas HaOlam, where is it going to be revealed? In the Gula which comes through my Tzadikim. So now, and the Rebbe on line 16 goes on to elaborate, explain, that he's talking about when is it revealed? In Siyum Gmar Masenu, the same called Meshach Zman HaGolus. And the Rebbe in that sikh is actually talking about the year of Tov Shin Nun. So anyways, the Rebbe about the Siyum, this Nukuda is revealed in the end of our Veda. And in which area? So you have line 18, the Rebbe says, Binigeya to the Zman HaGula. When we talk about the Zman HaGula. And this is what the Sikh is going to talk about now. The time of the Gula. So here on line 19. The Rebbe says, because the Zman HaGula is Sosum V'Chosum, unknown, it's hidden from us. So therefore it's very obvious, it's shy to the future, right? Let's, very simple, let's get what the Rebbe is saying here. Something which is current, something which happened in the past, I know exactly when it happened, right? It happened yesterday, so I know it happened yesterday. Something happens now, I know exactly when it's happening. Something which is unknown, right? Right? It's because it's going to happen in the future. I'm talking about a situation where I have all my information. It's unknown, not because I don't know, because it's not possible to know. If it's not possible to know, it must be, it's happening in the future, right? So therefore the gula, the time of the gula, when the cat is hidden, the cat is sosum v'chosum. So therefore, the cat is going to be in the future. Okay. Right. Very good. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says, our anticipation for the gula, our tzefia for the gula, our waiting for the gula, expectancy for the gula, is constantly every day, not only that we're constantly waiting for Mashiach, but we actually feel as if he's going to come this, we expect him to come this very moment. And not only we expect him to come this very moment, the moment he will come, we will assume that we won't be like something new. Talk about Mashiach is going to change the whole world. Everything is going to be completely different. Nevertheless, our expectancy for Mashiach is so great. The moment he'll come, it'll be something like already. The next moment is going to be something obvious. Mashiach. We were expecting him all along. The moment it comes, in the next moment, it's going to be the ready. It's going to be not going to be anything new anymore. It's going to be something from the past, something obvious. This is our expectancy. Now, just one moment. When we talk about our expectancy for Mashiach to come in this moment, let us just remember who was the one who introduced us with this concept that Mashiach is coming any moment. So there's a Gemara which says that Mashiach, that is what the Gemara says. Nevertheless, throughout the generations, everywhere, the expectancy for Mashiach is in a certain time frame, right? The idea of having Mashiach coming, and that we should have this thinking, that Mashiach is coming momentarily, that is something that Rebbe introduced to us. So just to show, the Rebbe is now engaging this Mahalach which he introduced. Okay, now let's carry on. The Rebbe says, how comes that we actually anticipate Mashiach's coming immediately if Mashiach, L'cheira, is something we don't know? And if it's don't know, it's something belongs to the future. So how can we sort of anticipate for him as something which is going to happen momentarily and currently? So the Rebbe says, because the Mashiach is above Gidrei Hazman, that's on line 23. And when the Rebbe says here, Gidrei Hazman, I didn't bring it in, but the Sikh actually spells it out over there a bit earlier. It means not only Lamaila Mehazman, it means Lamaila from Lamaila, Lamaila Lemaila than lemaila mehazman. Anyways, so the Mashiach is above any shaykhus to zman, and therefore, even though we don't know when Mashiach is going to come, and therefore he belongs to the future, nevertheless, we actually have an awareness of, as if he's coming now, is affecting us right now, because it's above Zman, and therefore it's affecting us in Zman. Just as if it would be something that's currently happening, we're very aware of it. The same thing, even though Mashiach is something we don't know when it's going to happen, we have a feeling about it as if it's something that's going to happen. Why? Because it's a chib of lamayla mehazman with zman.
Okay.
Now, here we want to get, this is the line 27, which I want to focus on. Now that I've explained, it's breaking it down. When you're talking about the future, the effect that the future has on a person now, there's two categories. There's something in the future, you know when it's going to happen. So let's just explain it here. You have something in the past and something in the present. I know clearly, absolutely when it happened, right? Something in the future. So the Rebbe says two categories in something in the future. Something which you know when it's going to happen and something which you don't know when it's going to happen. So I just want to analyze what do they mean, these words, that there's something in the future which I do not know that when it's going to happen. So let's say something in the past and in the present. I know clearly, absolutely when it happened. It happened this moment or that moment. Something in the future, I would say within probability, it will happen a certain amount of time. So that is, Rebbe says, something in the future, which we know when it's going to happen, is something more of probability that it would, within such a amount of time, it will happen. Now the Rebbe says, but there's something in the future which is manoi eni yidua. Let's get it straight. If something in the future, you do not know when it's not going to happen, from Ashkofa of Seichel, and from Ashkofa of Olam Hazeh, it's non-existent. What do you mean, something in the future, that has no time to it? If you know that something can happen, there is something, so you can say this is going to happen within the next billion years, whatever. Something you don't know is going to happen. So, something in the future has a certain probability, will happen within a certain time. Here we're talking about something which I don't know when it's going to happen. If you don't know when it's going to happen, it's nothing. We as Yidden have the idea that something's going to happen because we have the Eibshter telling us it's going to happen, so we don't know when it's going to happen. Okay. But mitzad the havon seichel, just get this point, try to assimilate this into your own thinking. The Rebbe is saying, Dover Osid, which we do not know when it's going to happen. Dover Osid, which you don't know when it's going to happen, means it's not going to happen. The Torah is telling us it's going to happen. But from the human perspective, it's not going to happen. So we are accepting what the Torah says. Now let's continue. Does that make sense? Think about it, okay. In Geder Olam Hazeh, there's no such a thing as something in the future which don't know when it's going to happen. Anything in the future, because there's a certain probability it's going to happen. Maybe it's 100% sure it's going to happen, or you're 90% sure, or 80% sure. That is something which is going to happen, may happen in the future, or will happen in the future. Something which you don't know when.
Who can tell you that?
What?
That's going to happen in the
future. I don't in the future. One second.
If it's not the Abish telling us and promising us, how?
Okay, fine. So that's what I'm saying. Something which we do not know when it's going to happen is coming from the Abish. It's not coming from Seichel, from the Metzias of Elam Hazeh. Because in the Gedorim of Elam Hazeh, this is Nishtar Metzias from Zach with something which is going to, in the future, which you don't know when it's going to happen. Let's leave it, think it over, meditate it about it, think it over. It's Stars Amizak in Olam Hazeh. It's something going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. It's no such a thing. Okay, fine. Now let's go to line 29. Here the Rebbe is saying here. Now the Rebbe is talking about kitten. If the cats would be known, then our yachas to the gula would be something as to something which doesn't affect us so much. In other words, let's take the kitzim of Klal Yisrael, of Gdeil Yisrael through all the generations. Gdeil Yisrael through all the generations, what happened was, they saw the void of Bnei Yisrael, and they saw, this is how the Rebbe explains the Chelik Haftes, that within a certain time frame, as Bnei Yisrael will reach to such a level, etc., that they will bring the Gula. Right? So there, at that point, they saw, let's say, 50 years time, the Rebbe explains this in Chelik Haftes. So here was something in the future, within a certain probability, it will properly, uh, prob- probably happened, and the reason why they revealed the cats was in order to inspire Yidden to actually to involve themselves into their avodah in order to make sure that it will actually happen. So the osid, the thing of the future, has a certain effect on your current avodah now, but it's a limited effect. When we're talking about a cats which you don't know,
it could happen before now, so we're ready for it. We're preparing for it.
Don't jump. The Rebbe says, I just want you to hear what's going on over here. You take the words without getting what's going on. But the Rebbe says the cat is not your door. We're talking about cats which we don't know. Nevertheless, we know for sure it's going to happen. When the Rebbe is saying these words, it's going to happen for sure. Where is this knowledge coming from? If we don't know it's going to happen, then from a human perspective, we don't know when it's going to happen. From a human perspective, it means this thing, in as far as we human beings are concerned, it never existed and never will happen. Here, nevertheless, we know for sure that it can happen. So that, where this Vadoish is coming from, the Torah. So therefore, then, because you have this awareness, it's going to happen. So therefore, you're automatically anticipating it may happen at any time. So this awareness about the gula that can happen at any moment, where is it coming from? The Torah. Now let's just explain what the Rebbe is referring to. We're talking about the time when there was always a certain expectancy that the gula of Klal Yisrael would increase in their avodah, such and such and such. In a certain time, the Guru will come. That was a kitzim of going through all the generations. Now the Rebbe is telling you that from the cats, money, any yidua, what does that mean? That from a human perspective, from a perspective of calculation, it's not happening. If there was any chance for the Guru to happen, it would have already happened. We're living in a time, in other words, let's just explain in a better word. You were living time in Europe when you had hostility, you faced the challenges of Yiddishkeit. So what the God will be Israel, going back through history, God will be Israel said, you know, you have these challenges. Stand strong, overcome the challenges. You'll overcome the challenges. Let's say I can see the way things are going it will take within a certain amount of years, will actually overcome the challenge, and that will bring the Gula. Okay? Here we're talking about the situation. There's no calculations to anything we have to overcome. There is no challenges. The only thing which we have to come to increase in Torah and Mitzvahs is to affect ourselves to increase. There's no one there holding anything against us, a gun against us, that we shouldn't increase in Torah and Mitzvahs. So there is no challenges which have to overcome. And nevertheless, he hasn't come. So therefore, the mitzad isech, mitzad logical calculations, there's no reason to say he's coming. Let's take the same thing in the lashon of the mime of Atat Tzaba. What did Rebbe say in Atat Tzaba? When a Yid was in Russia, things were not going easily. She was always longing for the ruchnius, etc., etc. He was longing for the gula for Mashiach. You're living now in America. Life is good. You have no reason to long the gula. And nevertheless,
with no reason to long the Gula.
This is a mind of Atat Tzaba. I'm repeating.
No reason to long the Gula. No one wants the Gula. I think because of all the tzaddas that we went through and all the things that's happening, everybody really, really wants.
So
the
you're talking about after Gimel Tamas. You're talking about after the thing. Rabbi Brisk, I'm quoting.
Different than the type of challenges that they have. Yes, there's nobody putting a gun to you. There's nobody saying you're not allowed to keep Torah mitzvah, but we have plenty other reasons that we want to get. Not the same as before. You're right. We don't have those kind of challenges. We don't have. But we have our own. Believe me, we have our own. With the free country and this and that, not stopping us, maybe not stopping us from putting on tefillin, but there's plenty tzaddas that we're going through, plenty hardships that the people longing for the gula.
Rabbi Brisky, so let's
talk. Maybe even more than before.
Rabbi Brisky, so it's not fine. One second. I was quoting here a mime about the Tzaddah. So I don't mind. I quoted the mime about the Tzaddah, even though in the context of this Sikha, maybe it would be better to go the what I just said before from Chelik Koftes. There's a time expectancy when Yidden will overcome the challenges. I quoted the Tzaddah because it's a current mime, a current day, so that's why I quoted it here. But I don't have to quote it. We can just go along with the Sikha as it is in Chelik of Tes, what we were saying before. That there's nothing there standing, there's no something, no challenges that we have, which is there standing against us, that we have to overcome, to say that when we will overcome it, the Kula will come.
Our own Yetzer is doing a pretty good job. That's a pretty
one second.
Good
so this,
that's the thing, that it's only outside. Within us. That's the thing. It's only us.
So Rabbi Brisky, there's a certain, Rabbi Brisky,
if
there's a certain.
Decide to Rabbi overcome Brisky, it, then. Yes, that's the thing. That's
Rabbi
the
Brisky, so that is the Nakuda.
You're just longing for something because, oh, it doesn't accomplish anything. Like, back then, like, you really need it. Like, we had to get out of that matzah that, like, there was no way for us to get out of it. But now we can help ourselves. We can get out of it.
1 second. So let's get the point. So it's coming to the point that only depends on us, right? It depends on us, and it's not happening. So the Likud it is.
The tshuva miyad hein megalu, who's it depend on the tshuva, that we have to do the tshuva. Overcome our yetzahara, do the tshuva, and then miyad hein megalu. Yes, 100%.
Rabbi Brisky.
Doesn't have to be somebody else holding me back. My own yetzahara is holding us back.
Right, that's
we
it.
We have to overcome that challenge. That's right. A big challenge. Each one has their own yetzahara, and it's not so simple like you make it. Just do the tshuva, just overcome it. You know.
One second. There is nothing there holding us against it. Therefore, all we have to do it. We have to overcome ourselves. And that is not happening. So therefore.
I hope it's gonna happen. If you say it's not happening, so we have nothing to do. It's not happening, so give up. It's not happening anyway. Of course it's gonna happen. We have to keep on fighting ourselves, knowing that it's imminent, it's going to happen. So everybody, do your last bit of job. Come on, finish, do your finishing touches, and we'll be out of here. You can't say it's not happening. You can tell a guy that he's going to give up. You know, you're not going to be able to do it. You have to tell him, yes, of course you can do it. It's within your power, and it's not as hard as you think, and we're, the time is right for it. So push yourself that last little bit, and we're out of here.
Rebbe Brisky, can I just finish what the Sikh is saying? Okay.
Like.
And maybe your question will be answered by even in better words than what you said it. Maybe, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead. So the Nakuda is, there is no time frame for when to go to come. And why is there no time frame? Because there's no logical expectation. Because being it just depends on us. And that is not, has not happened. Has not happened. In other words, let's go back to the thinking of the Kitzim. The Ketz was that a certain challenge has to be overcome. We will overcome this challenge. The Gula will come. That means once the challenge will be removed, Nei Yisrael will definitely leave. Then align them, be fully aligned with the Torah. Therefore, through their alignment of the Torah, the Gula will definitely come. That's what the Ketz is. Now there is no challenge. So there should have been this definite alignment of Bnei Yisrael with the Torah. The Gula has not come. It's a raya that thing, for whatever reason, is not working. So any logical expectation for the coming of Mashiach that once existed, today does not exist. And this is something which you don't have to, doesn't have to be, questioned so strongly, because you have the Maim of Atar Tetzaveh, where the Rebbe explains that the thing that the Yid in Zman in America should want the Gula is something beyond Gidre HaSeichel. So here we talk, this is very similar, I'm using the quote from Chof Tess, that based on the Rebbe explains the idea of Kitzim, here we have a situation that you're logically expecting the Gula to come within a certain time frame. No, there is no logical expectation for the Gula to come. If there's no logical expectation for the Gula to come, then we, regular human beings, from Olam Hazeh, from our van perspective, it's not coming. There's no logical expectation for it to come. Nevertheless, the Rebbe says, we are expecting the Gula, like Rabbi Brisk was trying to push. So the fact that we're expecting the Gula is not coming from a logical perspective. It's coming from the effect of what? Of the Gula on us. Or the fact that the Rebbe has integrated in us to identify with the Gula. So that is coming. That is the Inyan. It's not within logic. It's something we, on our own accord, we individually, each, identify with the Gula. It's not coming from, now it's, we identifying with it. It's coming from the fact of some, it's coming from the fact of the above. So this is, would be, this would be very similar to what we said before. The Yidin are going to do tshuva. Where is the tshuva coming from? The yid bal tshuva, this is what you said before. The fact is, in other words, this is not something, this is ma'aseh tzaddikim, the gilui lakus, which is revealed by ma'aseh tzaddikim, which is above the gilui lakus of Shemayim Baretz. What is the gilui lakus? That we, as an independent existence, we're not talking about the Eibishter, we're talking about ourselves as we have our own independent existence. We are being affected by the Eibishter to independently choose to go align with the Eibishter. And that is the Gilui Lakus, which is above Shemayim Baretz. Because as long as you're talking about the greatness of the Eibishter, creating Shemayim Baretz, you are talking about the Eibishter. You're talking about another entity. Here we're talking about the Eibishter as it's in me. Me as part of the Eibishter. That me as independent existence is aligning with the Eibishter for no reason other than the Eibishter, as represented by the Rebbe, is affecting me. So that is the gather which we said that it's not shlilas hashlila. The Eibishter is not something so great that we don't know. It is the fact, whatever I align with him, whatever I identify with him, that is the Eibishter. It's not only shlilas, it's chiyuv also. So then that sort of fall into place. And then the only way you can get to it is not through Haskalah, it's through the Metzius of Doir HaShvi. Once upon a time, this was not engaged, so this is why I have brought the other Sikh, which we didn't go through, where the Rebbe shows how it was once upon a time. And but nowadays, we're having the Eibishter from the real, in other words, today, what is the proof today of the Eibishter? The proof is in the pudding, the fact that I'm listening to the Eibishter. That's where the proof is. The fact that I, as a Yid, living Crown Heights, whatever, I, the Yid, going with the program, after the program has suffered so many hits, that it fails any logical reason to follow with the program, and I'm still with it, that is a proof of the Eibishter. That is the proof of the Eibishter. And that is what we had, which we didn't go through, when the Rebbe said, we brought it for the very beginning, that the Rebbe writes, about when the Rebbe, they asked for a proof of the Eibishter, ultimately the Rebbe says, get involved and you will align with it. That means, why could your identification with the Eibishter does not come through thinking about the Eibishter, is by going along with the program. That is the etzem effect. The mice is tzaddikim, the fact you're going along. So the same thing would be negated to chassidus, which we're trying to bring out over here. Just learning chassidus and being inspired about the Eibishter is not the full message which we have to live with today. It's not the aim of the Ged of Mashiach. The Ged of Mashiach is my alignment to the Eibishter, the fact that I'm from my avoiding going along with Eibishter. Which we'll elaborate more on this, what it means the next time. But I hope the point sort of got across. Okay. Thank you for joining. You should know. You know, there's a Rambam. Every Maisa helps. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So good. Thank you very much. Yeah. Good.